This is the Shir for Chaf Avir and the Mishnah Berurah Amid Yom Yisaykel. We are in Simin Shin Pei Vav. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel through Hay. Siv Gimel. Kachol Mishbetei Eruvei Chatzeres V'Shi'iro. The same halachas that we have in Eruvei Chatzeres, as well as the Shir of how much food you need. We saw you need enough pas for two sudas, and that will cover as many people as you have. V'She'ishto Ma'revis B'Shvilo, that one's wife can go and give for the Erev in his place. And if he's only got an entrance to one chotzer, so you know which chotzer he wants to belong to, so you can do the eruv for him. That a katan is able to collect the pas for the eruv. One person can be mezako all of them in the eruv. Says the Ramah, and that if they are shutfim to begin with, they do not need a Ruvei Chatzeres. Kach dinei Shituf. The same goes for Shituf. So whatever works for a Ruvei Chatzeres, when you have lots of batin in one chatzer, that will work for lots of chatzeres in one mavui. You can make the same kind of Erev. Hagav, afil oyu meshutof im shchina b'schorin. Now he's going back to what the Ramah said, that if they were shutfim, they don't be ma'arev. Even if they were shutfim in schora, in different commodities, Lazebe Yayin or Lazebe Shemen. The Ramah holds even if to one of them you were a shutif in Yayin, wine, the other one in oil. Ein Sarek Lishtatev. There's no need for a new shutif of Mavois. Vehu, but this we learned, Shia Bekliyachad. They've got to be sitting in one Keli. Now, first of all, this that in two Minim, that if you're shutif with one in one Min and a shutif with another one in another Min, that will count. That is a big machlokas aposkim. Rov poskim hold that it's got to be that they're all shutfim in one min. The second thing is in the case of two kalim, they ask the kasha, why is it we know that in Eruv Chatzeres, when you fill up one kli, then you can go use another kli? They say that in this case where it was not done l'shem Eruv, it just so happens that they have things there. The fact that it is now in two kalim will stop it from being an Eruv Chatzeres in place of a shutif mevoas. Says the Mechaber now, Siv Dalid. Umishtafim l'chol minei machol, v'afil adalid v'hei minei machol mitztarfim. You can use even four or five different kinds of foods. L'mazon shtei sudis, to add up to mazon shtei sudis. Once again, once you have mazon shtei sudis, that's a shear for 1,000 people. Siv Hei. B'chol minei machol mishtafim. You are allowed to make a shituf in all kinds of foods. Chutz, with the following exceptions. First, gudgudonios shehukshu lezera. Gudgudonios, that's the term usually used for cherries or berries, that harden so much that they're already sprouting. The tavlin, as well as spices, because these are things that people don't eat. You don't eat spices on their own. Upulin, yevashin, dry beans. Veloba ole bitsolim shlo gidlu orach zeres. As well as onion leaves that did not grow to a zeres, because we say that when they're small, they're very, very sharp and people don't eat them. Velo bekmeim upitrius, also not in mushrooms. Now, mushrooms, because people don't usually see them as food, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gra who holds that cooked mushrooms are considered something you'd eat in a suda. Velo bekafnius, those are bad dates. V'lo ba'adashim, and not raw lentils. V'lo b'chitim asorim, and not raw wheat or barley. V'lo b'yerek shubasha v'lo bashal. Now, raw vegetables, you could be ma'arvin. Steamed vegetables, you could also. But vegetables that you started cooking and they're somewhere in between, that nobody eats. For example, you start cooking a carrot, and it's still rather hard. You don't eat it the way you eat a raw carrot. You don't eat it the way you eat a cooked carrot. It's not eaten. V'lo b'mayim levadom v'lo b'melech levado, and not water on its own and not salt on its own. Avlam irvim yachad mishtatfim bem, but if you have salt water, that you would be used for shituv mavois. V'yesh omrim d'davka kishnasin l'tochan shemen. Some say that's only if you put oil in that mixture of water and salt. V'yesh omrim shema'arvim b'tavlin. Some say that you're ma'arvim tavlin also, because people sometimes do eat them. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that b'shas atchak you're allowed to be makel. In the case of black pepper, the poskim already have a machlokas. Does anybody really eat that on its own?